So, team building and social events, very, very close topic for many people, you know. Social events, you know, are basically opportunities for team to interact and then contribute, right? Because these events allow to informally ensure that you connect to the team members, right? So, as a manager, you know, you need to be very careful in terms of, you know, how your team is working, because they come from different cultures, norms, background, and you need to be careful in terms of how do you interact with them. Okay, so avoid activities which only appeal to group of people. Okay, like let's say there are in your project there are around 80% male members and 20% female members. If you ask them to go for only bowling, okay, female members might not be, you know, might not enjoy that kind of bowling because the balls are very heavy, right? Or if you go to, you know, wine testing event, you know, not everybody likes wine, right? So go-karting also, not every member will enjoy that. So you have to get a middle position, or wherein you will be able to say that, yeah, all my team members enjoy this activities, right? All my team members enjoy this kind of activity, not only group of people. Many times, you know, we will see that, you know, people, you know, when they go for outings, you know, they form groups. There is one group, two groups, three groups. They don't work as a team. They don't work as a team. And you feel that there are people who will never come. They are sitting, looking at the flowers, putting their legs in a swimming pool and sitting, yeah, I enjoy this. I don't like to, you know, go karting. I'm okay. Then team doesn't gel. They don't feel connected. They feel that, yeah, this is not what I like, you know. We should have gone for a trek. I like that. Okay, so what should a project manager should? So these social events which are there, you know, have to be carefully planned by the project manager. So some ideas which we came across is providing food refreshments in a meeting, you know. People always like when there is food. That's my personal experience, you know, I would say. People, you know, feel connected. You know, yeah, this it is very nice, you know, you can enjoy. Okay. Food is one of the ways in which, you know, people feel connected to each other. They enjoy talking about food, going out where, you know, food is good. Okay. Day trips is also one of the good ideas. When people will come together, at least they have to sit in one bus or train or compartment wherein they have to interact with each other other outside the official or office environment. Okay. So they are forced to or bound to a small group together to work so that, you know, they will be able to you know, talk about it. Most effective way to drive them towards the goal or team collaborative way. Okay. So you should not very important tip here is, you know, you should not spend money on activities which distract people from the working time. If you plan an outing, it should be outside working hours so that, you know, many times people don't prefer that, but still, you know, they enjoy it. Okay, so it should be outside the working hours, working time. Basically, your project goals should not be affected. Okay, also, you have to take into consideration legal and cultural restrictions which are there. Okay, like labor laws. Different regions have different labor laws. If you tell people, you know, many times, you know, work this time, they will not agree because the labor laws are different. Okay, environment regulation, anti-corruption regulations. Okay, like, you know, if you go for food outside, you know, people do not find, you know, having beef or pork in their lunch or dinner. Okay, because it is prohibited in many of the religions. They will not like it, right? Okay, or if you have a person or a female with who wears burqas, you can't force the person to, you know, go on an outing and remove her burqa and work towards it. So these all considerations have to be taken into when you are planning social activities. Okay, so poor communication is also very important, you know, contributing factor for failures. But if you want to succeed, as I said, 70 to 80% time of project manager in communication. 70 to 80% of time, communication, communication, communication. Just keep on communicating. Okay, if you communicate very well, then you are able to reach to the team. They feel comfortable, they engage more. Okay, so that is why different kinds of event, like a team building event, can be arranged. You know, people feel, you know, going an activity, this feels nice, you know. There are opportunities for human interactions, meetings, you know, informal discussions. People feel connected as a trade tip, you know. Team building activities. Team building activities, like, you know, wherein people play games as a team. You must have seen, you know, there are groups. I said there is one group, second group, third group. In team building activities, you take out the people from their comfort zone. So you will have two members from group 1, two members from group 2, two members from group 3 working as a team. Okay, working as a team. That ensures that, you know, they come out of their comfort zone and work towards team goals. People who have not talked in office environment to each other are bound to work as a team in a team building activities. Right? Okay. So one of the social events or team building activities is called MBWA. Okay, MBWA is, you know, stands for management walking around. Okay, management walking around or management bulking around. Okay, management bulking around. What is this concept all about? See, management bulking around is the management style in which you have a face-to-face interaction with between a project manager and employees. So there will be informal visits by the management, okay, to just check on the health of a team. Health means how they are interacting, not a physical health, I mean to say. How is the comfort of the team? How is the health of the team? Unlike, you know, traditional approach wherein, you know, you used to have unstructured approach wherein, you know, you gather information maybe in a work document or email, you know. So here, when you talk, management does talk to teams, team feels, somebody is listening to me. Yeah, this guy comes and asks me, are you comfortable? What is it? You know, are there any problems? Okay, so informal visits to work areas and listening to employees. Many times this visit do not consult the employees also. It can be just observation also. Just observing what is the body language, what the team is doing, makes, you know, different kinds of, you know, pictures which will be given to you as a management, which you will be able to interpret, you know, what is happening in my project. What is the team doing? Okay, this approach was made popular by Tom Peters and Robert Wattman, you know, way back in 1982. And it has been very popular practice, you know, management bulking around, management walking around in the team areas. Now, this practice encourages informal discussions. So people don't feel, this just not, you know, something which, you know, if I have any concerns, people do not open up immediately, but slowly the confidence builds. Yeah, there is somebody who is looking after me. Yeah, okay. So promotes basically trust building. So practice, in this practice, you know, managers spend significant amount of time making informal visits to work area and listening to the employees. Okay, and manager must reserve some time. See, basically it's like, you know, child seeking attention. Every member seeks attention, that my issues are being listened to, right? Okay, so over a life cycle of your project, you know, most teams have various types of meeting schedules, you know, which are there. You know, these meetings are basically one of the, I would say, times when you will be able to identify what the team is doing, how they are doing, you know, what is the body language. You can observe everyone. Okay. So many times people complain there are too many meetings and not enough communication. Okay. Too many meetings is okay. So you have to ensure that the meetings are scheduled strategically. Not everyday meeting. If you have everyday 1 hour meeting, people will feel bored. If you have a startup call at a start of the day, people will understand that, yeah, this is what I need to do for today. This is the problems team is facing. So can I contribute some way? A 15 minutes meeting will refresh everyone. Okay. So project manager's responsibility is having right amount of meetings and right amount of communication flowing within the project. Okay. Meetings here, senior management also needs to get involved. Okay. But you know, senior management should restrict their communication to project manager more than the actual team. Okay. Because the strategic importance of the project, team might not be able to understand. It is more for project manager. Okay. So having a distinguished formal meeting or formal gathering between a senior management project manager sometimes is very important, and interaction between a senior management and a team is also important. Project manager can have once a week meeting with senior management and once a month meeting with team, with senior management. Okay, that way it creates a bond or urgency or understanding about the project and changing external factors for the project. Okay. Meetings, many times, you know, there is always reluctance by people, you know, they don't feel that, you know, meetings will contribute to the goals or work which I'm doing. So there is always reluctance to communicate. Okay. And in particular, admit failings. If somebody has failed, you do not like to highlight your failures, right? Correct? So you need to understand this. Though failings, people don't like to highlight. Okay? But what can we do? We have to highlight failings. Main task, unwelcome or things also needs to be discussed in meetings. So that people understand, the objective is not to humiliate somebody, but ensure that team supports. Yeah, if you failed, I can give you 10 different options which will help you not fail next time. That is the approach which we are looking at. Okay, meeting is not to humiliate somebody, but to contribute in a such a way that people will feel connected to the project. Okay. So, like, you know, if you look at the example here, okay, full project team, the purpose is briefing and frequency approximately once a month. That is what I said. Project leadership, maybe weekly, or project team level within the team, you can have daily meeting, like a stand-up meeting at the start of the day. Okay. So, optimal value from the people's time. So, meeting fundamental rule is to get optimum value. Why? People's time is also important, and the value which they deliver is also important. If you feel that, you know, my opinions are not valued, you know, people don't connect. Okay, so you have to have a certain understanding here that you do not have meeting wherein, you know, certain attendees only attend and major of your time, you know, other team members do not know. That's not okay. You have to ensure that the whole team understands. Listen, so keep it short and crisp, so that, you know, people feel, yeah, this is something of value for me. This is something which I'm getting out of this project. Okay, all these things have to be taken care of. Okay, next, meetings make more process progress in a small number of right people. Okay, very, very important. If you have a large group of people, there is always chaos in a meeting. So ensure that your communication is crisp and short to a focused group. Okay, people otherwise will feel demotivated and lack of confidence in a leaders. Okay. Video conferencing, a way to communicate, video conferencing, face to face. Okay. Many times meeting, why do we need meeting? Because you are able to judge a person's reactions or feedback face to face. It's the best way to communicate. But now, as the teams are geographically placed in a different locations, many times a video conferencing calls or can replace, you know, face to face or in physical meetings. Okay, best channel for discussion of and information exchange and relationship building. Okay, video conferencing. It is lot productive many times because people do not waste time traveling to a location. Okay, so traveling is also one of the, you know, if I have geographically different or dispersed a location for my team. Let's say one team is sitting in Bangalore, one is in, you know, Mumbai, one is in Delhi, you know. Then what? Always having a video conferencing call is good because not all team members can travel into all different locations. Okay. So time is saved. Productivity increases. Okay. Hence the benefit would be balanced against the productive time. Video conferencing in general is a combination of physical and virtual meeting and provides the best compromise. Okay, team here, you know, video conferencing benefits which are there for face-to-face meeting, and team needs to need not lose the productive time because of travel. Okay, in video conferencing, participants are connected and they can contribute because it's a global network, you know, video conferencing through a global network. Here, teams use different techniques to communicate. Okay. View presentations, share application, share text message, diagrams, or rather drawing also. You can use whiteboards in video conferencing. Okay. So there is a Microsoft whiteboard which can be used, or within the slide presentation also, you can blank a screen and then draw on screen and explain things to you. People, which people feel more connected. Okay, so there are different ways or tools which team uses. Other than this, there is a non-verbal communication as well. Okay, non-verbal communication means wherein people do not speak. Okay, people do not speak is like reading a document. Reading a document is also a non-verbal way of communicating. If I want to share something, I'll create a document and share it across the team members. Or gestures, facial expressions, body language, eye contact with the people can say a lot different things. So non-verbal communication is wherein, you know, in person, no, there is no in-person communication. People do not speak. The objective basically remains the same. Sharing information, knowledge, thoughts, concerns, feeling in most effective way. You know, like, you know, if you must have seen, you know, in a meetings, you know, many times people say, let's vote. Raise your hand if you agree. Right? Normal way of communication. Raising my hand. I'm raising my hand to indicate I support. Okay? Right? Or voice-based kind of communication is say yes if you agree. So everybody will shout yes. Now people who do not agree shout no. So how many people shout no and how many people shout yes can contribute. It's a verbal communication. Non-verbal, clap your desk. Okay? Right? Or raise your hands. Okay? Give thumbs up. If you feel it is correct, no? This is non-verbal or documented. You must have seen KBC, right? Normal verbal. If you feel option A is correct, press A, B, C, D. People do not give the answer. They contribute to surveys, right? Okay. So non-verbal communication, people basically, I would tell you, people do not feel they have sufficient time to read everything. Okay, if somebody sends tons of documents to you, you feel, why should I go through that document? I don't want to read it. Okay, I don't have time. So best way is face to face. Quickly give a summary. If not, then non-verbal communication of summary of a document can be sent. Okay, so most used way of non-verbal communication is emails. Emails is where people send across message to one or more team members. It's a best way of non-verbal communication, or rather most used way of communication. Okay, content importance can be highlighted by making a message important, or highlighting it into a subject wherein you say that reply by this date. So email is most powerful way of non-verbal communication nowadays. Okay, other than this, then there is PC web chats services, real-time text messages, okay, instant checking. If you see WhatsApp, blue line text means person has read the message. I'm waiting for the reply. Okay, so it works if the members have access to the directory or repository. Like, if you have organization, you have Microsoft applications running, then you can schedule a call, talk through Microsoft meetings, scheduling a meeting. Very, very easy. But people need to know whom I am talking to. Their email IDs or their connection details have to be available. So I can search. I can search a name. I can search through an email ID whom I want to communicate to or schedule a call with. So very important, copy paste or this emails, it's not a way of handling things, but works when people are working together in a group. Okay, within the organization directory. Circulars are basically notices. Okay, there will be frequent need to communicate to subset of people. Okay, by paper or by email. So you send a circulars across the team. So you can send it via email or post it on a bulletin board saying that, yeah, this is what we have decided about. Many times there are dedicated groups who do this work. They are called project management office, who publish this kind of circulars. Okay, newsletters. When you have audience or stakeholders outside your team and you want to communicate the progress or details about your project, then newsletters are very, very useful. Project newsletters. Okay, so awareness and supporting the team, this objective is to raise awareness. What this is what we have achieved. Our project has completed this task. Okay, our targets of corporate social responsibilities were achieved by 80% hours against 100%, which was supposed to be done. The lag is due to certain unrestricted or rather war situations which are seen in economic conditions. But this gives an idea why there was a delay, what has happened, why the objective was not achieved. Though people feel comfortable, confident, and the trust builds. Okay, also many times projects build their own website. These websites are basically aimed at ensuring that people understand. Now when they open a website, basically they see a summary of information, range of information, and then they click headline. Basically when you open a newspaper, first page itself has a lot of headlines, and then there will be short message, read further information in page number 5 or 6. Same way, project landing page or first page will talk about, okay, the details about what has happened, in a project. When you click on a link, it will take you to the detail page. We'll give you all required information. Reference information would be, you know, accessible through the first page or index. Okay, this way of communication is very, very important when people have to visit, you know, projects. Okay, timesheets have been entered or not through same portal. You know, people can just visit the portal and do required activities. Okay. Documentation, I talked about this. Documentation is also one of the ways in which a normal communication can happen. It's a shareable electronic format of details, documentation. So you create a documentation, like, you know, I've worked on rewards module for credit card. I have created a user document which people can use for testing this reward points. Okay. So how do you redeem the reward points? What is a step-by-step approach? I've created a document and shared with team, right? So this remains to the team, which will now support the application. If customer says that, can you share? I'm lost. I don't know how to do it. Then people can come and refer to this document, right? Okay. Then again, easily accessible documentations are easily accessible across the team. You know, they are able to give detailed information as well as summary. What is the purpose of documentation? Defines how in depth the documentation is, or how critical the documentation is. Okay. Normal will formalize communication. Formalize communication through project communication plan. I talked about project communication or project communication strategy. Okay. There are different stakeholders and they have different requirements for communication. Somebody will say that if you have achieved this milestone, send me an immediate email. If you feel that if you have completed this, do not send me an email. Don't send me high PPT, oh no, storage PPTs on my email and clog my inbox. Just send me details on my WhatsApp. Each person who is working on project, you know, has different communication requirements. Okay, so how project is progressing or how things are in. So formalized communication management plan has to be prepared. Okay, that's a normal way of communication as well. Phase end or, you know, project end activities, you know, celebration of completion, you know, ribbon cutting, and then people started working on this. In some cases, it, you know, it can affect, you know, the way things are being done, you know, but overall phase end activities, project end activities also are very, very important. Okay. Phase end activities, you know, again, focus the group on their goal, you know, phase end. What do you mean by phase end and project end? Let me talk about that quickly. Okay. Let's say your project is to build a website. Okay. And a timeline is 10 months. So your project end will be start of the first month and at the end of the 10th month. That is a project timeline, and end of the project is 10th month. What is a phase end? Phase end is wherein you have completed the creating the plan and started onboarding the team. That is the initiation of the project. Then you start planning. Then you start designing. Then you start creating and then delivering the project. So each of activities grouped together in a phase, what I'm required to do, that's a phase end. Design completed. That's the output of your phase. Okay. So focus on the goal which is required to be achieved at the phase end. Okay. Important. It is very important that people understand this. Okay. So that, you know, people can be motivated and then they work towards the project goals. Phase end, project end activities, understanding will help motivate the focus group. Completion and meeting the project objective needs to be celebrated. As I said, recognition, rewards. Okay. Project celebration also involves, you know, successful when the solution is implemented. Also, you should involve senior management, third parties, your vendors, okay, because they also need to understand that your project is ending. All required deliverables which they had to give have been delivered. Okay, simple example if I have to give you is, if you book the flat, okay, in a high-rise building, there will be key handover ceremony. What does it indicate? That the commitment which a builder had given has been fulfilled, everything has been completed, and then our project is handing over it to the people who will use it. Right? So there is a kind of celebration, there is kind of a element of achievement which is highlighted here. Okay, now let's look at the team which is involved in your project, you know, software development teams, you know, which are geographically distributed or distributed software development teams. Okay, so many times the team is spread across different geographies, and managing that them is a very, very important task. They are basically coordinating, instead of a physical touch, they are coordinating through a internet or web conferencing and many different ways. So many members are from different time zones or different cultures or different languages. They speak different languages, but at the end, they work as one team under a variety of circumstances. So availability of internet connection, broadband connections is allowing nowadays people to work even from home in a distributed environment. Okay, even though they are dispersed across different locations or geographies or time zones, okay, combined base, they have to contribute to a project goal. Please remember that. So some A team might work, you know, some team may work in a group of two or three who are working in a same office sitting across each other, or there will be one person sitting in a separate office or a separate location altogether. Okay, but every day they need to communicate. Every member of the team needs to communicate with each other, even though, you know, they are not physically meeting each other. Okay, so distributed development has now become a norm for the project, because now you can have access to anyone via Zoom calls, Zoom meetings, or, you know, web conferencing tools or video conferencing tools, like, you know, WhatsApp also you can do a video calls, and people can easily communicate with each other or work together. But it leads to many of the challenges, you know, which are encountered, or people fear, you know, are they able to work effectively as a closed team, as against, you know, distributed team? Will they be able to? There are questions raised against that. You know, people have doubts. Will a team work if they are distributed across different geographies and location? Okay. So many times people say that, you know, will the communication be effective? Will they be able to communicate better, even though they do not meet? What are the tools and techniques they will use to, know, encourage communication or communicate with each other, right? Or how they will stay connected, you know, is the question which they are asking. And that is why I have been stressing on this point. Communication is very important for your project. Continuously, conference calls or messages, emails, documentation, there are different ways in which you can, you know, communicate with each other. So few of the ways in which you can do it is threaded discussion. Threaded discussion is a synchronous discussion. One topic, many people can put their opinions, discuss ideas, issues around that very easily. Okay, it is better than, you know, email way of communication, because email, you know, everybody receives in their inboxes, they will read, interpret it, you know, but yeah, threaded discussions can be very, very useful. IM, instance messaging. You know, you send a message, then you receive a message. Okay, very, very easy way of communication. Okay, more interactive than I would say emails. Web conferencing. No, instead of having a face-to-face communication, physical face-to-face communication, the ideas and discussions are done through web conferencing. How web conferencing is different? You know, it's like a webinar, but a large group of people come together and talk to each other. Okay, if you want to have, you know, normal meetings, you can just have a video conferencing call. Just call the person and talk to them. Okay, Video conferencing is real time, wherein you will be able to interact with people, ask questions, discuss ideas. It enhances, having communication across this, enhances team's efficiencies. Please remember this. Okay, depending on the software, basically web conferencing products may include, collaborative whiteboards, or file sharings, or editing, or maybe sharing slides, many different ways, and today's technology allows us to do that very easily, okay, with broadband and network connectivities. Okay, shared repositories. Okay, shared repositories are very important. Imagine a person who is working in a US time zone, okay, that is here night time in India. Now, whatever work that person has done, how will he communicate? Either way, he can put an email to the person, other person who is taking over or testing that code, or he can create a detailed documentation of the work which is being completed and is shared in a shared repository. So everybody has access to it. Okay, shared repositories basically are best way to communicate within the team. It's a non-verbal way of communication. Please remember this. Okay, so maybe people will be able to communicate faster. Previously, there used to be issues with network connectivity, but nowadays, shared repositories are being used like anything. Best example is your Google Drives. If you give access to a file to a person on a Google Drive, he or she will be able to access it anywhere in the world, not necessarily in India. So it's very important that what type of software tools which you are using for communication and how it is intended and how it is serving the purpose which for which it is intended. Okay, this are increasingly making it more feasible for team member for to communicate faster and stay up to date. Okay, because if I have updated something on the shared drive, I'll be able to quickly retrieve it. Okay, I don't have to wait for anybody to communicate or have a meeting or a face-to-face call or video conferencing call. I know that this is what has been completed. Maybe I will get a better idea with a discussion call later on. But as of now, shared repositories tell me what is the real picture. Okay. Shared repositories can maintain information like requirements management. Requirement means what requirements are needed. Let's give a small example. Let me give a small example. Let's say if you are building a car, okay, in a luxury variant, what all things have to be added to a dashboard? That is a requirement. These are requirements. Dashboard should be of this color, okay, it should have a display, it should have vents which are tilted, what degree tilted, all these are requirements which have to be specified and shared across. So everybody on the project knows about it. Okay. Next is source code. So for building these requirements, software engineers will build a code and those are stored across the shared repository. So anybody who wants to understand this will be quickly able to do that. Okay. Change management. Changes are very important factor in the project. Changes are inevitable. Day one of your project till the end of the project, there are always changes which are introduced. Okay, like if you are building a website, people will say that yeah, website is good, color theme is blue, but our product represents red color, I want it in red color, theme needs to change. Oh, you have built a logo which is of blue color, but our product represents red and yellow, please change the logo to red and yellow. These changes keep on coming. Okay. So for this, a change management or bugs report or new requirements or feature reports have to be maintained. Project management related schedules, work assignments, staffing, breakdown structures. Okay. All this task list have to be maintained. Then test. How do you test if the software is working or not? What are the test cases? What are the test results? Everything needs to be shared with the team.